You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host, the Truth to Power, Kyle Walls, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth talk and text line. Again, that is 833-212-1017. You can call in, you can text in to join in on today's conversation. You can also watch and stream us live by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, you can give us a share, you can give us a subscribe, so you never miss any of the award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Also, shout out to my producer Rhea Riley holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day indeed. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. I'm so excited about this weather. I'm telling y'all, I luckily I missed that cold front when I was going over the weekend. But I decided. What was it, on Thursday? It snowed on Thursday, and then it got cold. I don't know. It snowed multiple times one day. I shoveled, and then I woke up in the morning, and it snowed again. I said, I got to get to work. I got to get to work. And so I didn't have a chance to shovel, and I think that might have been Thursday going into Friday, and I had to leave Saturday, and it got cold. And I said, you know what? The little snow that's on the ground, it's going to stay. Because I saw that today and tomorrow is supposed to get in the 40s. I said, the hell with that. I'm not trying to get that ice up. Hell no, not me. So I am the one person in the neighborhood who has ice on his driveway. But as of tomorrow, once it all melts, guess what? We all the same.
Is it on the sidewalk too?
I won't say.
Dang, you gonna be that neighbor and you black?
No. I would not say where I live at or what the sidewalks look like. But just know that. No, I don't have sidewalks, so I don't have to worry about that.
Okay, all right.
I haven't had a neighborhood that I lived in that had sidewalks since I was a kid, actually. When we moved to, we lived in a subdivision growing up, and we didn't have sidewalks. So I legitimately have not had a sidewalk years. I forgot people had to shovel the sidewalk. But again, you can join in on today's conversation. Also, you can watch the stream as live. But I'm excited about this weather. Ooh, I can't wait. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about that assault at the juvenile detention center. You hear about that? We're going to talk about that tomorrow, because I have thoughts. I have opinions. But for today, off the top, I told y'all, I'm doing good. Them job numbers came out. In Truth Nation, the job market is in a tank, and I'm going to talk about it now.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
Yes, Truth Nation, we are right now living through a weak job market. That is what it is. And my suggestion to you, if you got a job, you better keep it. You can get mad all you want, get better. Keep it. Listen, I love my job. I ain't going nowhere. But if I didn't love my job, I still wouldn't be going nowhere. I'm gonna stay here, collect this check. Don't you move. Don't you get mad and leave your job. Not right now, because you ain't gonna find a new one. And that's why I asked y'all, again, go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube, download the award-winning 1017 The Truth app so you can never miss any show. But that's why I want to start off by asking y'all today, can you survive another recession? Can you survive another recession? Because we're coming from the pandemic that lasted, and it happened in 2020. We felt it during 2021, and things started to look up at the end of 2021 and going into 2022, and you saw the economy take off. But that was a rough year for a lot of people. People were furloughed. People didn't have work. It was like a recession that our economy went through. And now I ask, can you survive another recession? Our economy is sinking fast, Truth Nation. It's sinking faster than a damn Titanic. And there's no way to sugarcoat this. We already had a shaky job market prior to this, but now it has gotten even worse with the news of the October and November job reports that came out. They came out yesterday, and the October 2025 job numbers, they came out extremely late because of what they claim, because of the government shutdown, which some of that is, I'm sure that's true. I mean, I'm sure it shouldn't have taken this long, but it is what it is. But with the numbers now being out, they truly tell a horrifying story about the state of our current economy. In October, the United States of America lost 105,000 jobs. This is the highest level of layoffs in the month of October in 20 years. Now, some of that is due to, of course, the federal employee layoffs that occurred, but it was not all of it. We saw layoffs in leisure and hospitality and manufacturing as well. And also do know, when it comes to the federal employees, it's something key. When you see federal employee layoffs, which are long-term layoffs, this ain't people who are furloughed. These are folks who no longer had a job to come back to at the end of October, early November, when the shutdown was over. Employee is another word for human being. Employee is another word for somebody who is getting a check and going home to a family. Employee is another word for someone who is contributing to our economy. So when you cut an employee, you are cutting a human being and making life harder for them. So I want people to understand, because some people will tell you, well, a lot of that was federal workers. Okay, yeah, worker is a person. That's a whole person that contributes to a whole economy that no longer has the means to do that. So please understand that you're going to hear some people talk about this and say the majority of the people that got fired were federal employees. But remember, they are employees. They're people. And when you add in the poor November job numbers, where we added only 64,000 jobs, we as a country, since Liberation Day. Do y'all remember Liberation Day? Rhea, do you remember Liberation Day that happened in April? Remember Trump said this is Liberation Day and he added the tariffs? Remember that? They added the tariffs on?
Yes.
Ever since Liberation Day, where we added tariffs, we implemented tariffs to other countries, we as the United States of America have had a net zero gain on jobs. Now, what does that mean? What that means, Truth Nation, is that the largest economy in the world and the most powerful country in the world has basically created and added zero jobs, a net of zero jobs. Some months you have jobs, you create jobs. Other months you lose jobs. When you add it all together, the positive versus the negative, we have gained zero in 7 months in the largest economy in the world. And that is completely disastrous. And I want you to know it is not a coincidence. It is a direct result of the self-inflicted pain that is placed on Americans by this administration when it comes to the job market. Now, to compound all this terrible, terrible job data, because it was bad. Like, the job data was very bad. I don't know if other shows have talked about it or not, but I want to emphasize what is to come, because as we prepare for the holidays, I want us to understand, go ahead and have a good Christmas. Go ahead and have a happy new year, but do know 2026 is going to be gloomy. 2026 may not be prosperous. So whatever traditions you do, you're going to have to do it a little extra hard to make sure that you're prospering financially in 2026. Now, right now we have a stagnant job market where there are less job openings for people to apply for and a rising unemployment rate in this country. Just let that be understood, that people are getting fired and there's less jobs for people to apply for. So you have more people competing for less jobs. there are going to be a lot of unemployed folks across this country over the next 6 months. A lot. And unemployment by itself has jumped to 4.6%, which is the highest it has been in 4 years. And if you can do the math, Truth Nation, this is easy math. 4 years ago would have been November or December of 2021. What was happening during that time? Let me think. What was happening in 2021? I think November of 2021. I don't know if I had COVID at that time. I think I got COVID December of 2021 or 2020. But we're still going through a global pandemic. So what we have to understand, Truth Nation, is right now we are seeing numbers for unemployment as bad as what it was when we were getting over and navigating a global pandemic. That is how bad things are. That is where we are at as a country. Now, when Biden left office, he was able to get unemployment down to 4%, and many Americans felt that was not good enough. That's why, well, it's not the reason why they wanted him to drop out. His age was one of the big reasons they wanted him to drop out, but his predecessor in Kamala Harris had to struggle with the fact that Americans were not satisfied with a 4% unemployment rate. Now, less than a year later, we see unemployment at a four-year high under this current administration. And on top of that, the average hourly earnings have grown at the slowest pace in 4 years. The picture is bleak, Truth Nation, for everyone. And when I say for everyone, I mean everyone. I'm going to get to black folk. But in November, unemployment rate for 16 to 19-year-olds hit 16.3%, which is the highest since 2020. The unemployment rate for 20 to 24-year-olds rose 10.6%, the highest since 2021. This was reflecting a tougher job market as many of these young folks who are 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 are looking to enter the job market after getting a degree, and what they're finding is a hard time finding opportunities. Graduates are struggling to find work. The future of America does not have opportunities to find work. 10.6% of 20 to 24-year-olds, the next generation of leaders, the next generation of innovators, the next generation of engineers and doctors are struggling to find work right now. That is a huge number. And again, another thing, the highest since 2021 during the pandemic. For women, women in this country, in the month of November, the economy shed 35,000 of them from the workforce. They said, get y'all butts back in the kitchen because you ain't going to be here. That's what the economy did. And most importantly, I said I was going to get to it. What's important to me and important to those listening is black workers. As always, black people feel the worst pain when the economy hits the tank. That is just what you have seen traditionally. We have higher unemployment rates. And that is exactly what the numbers are showing now. Black teens saw unemployment rate surge 30%. I just want y'all to understand. Yes, they're teenagers, but I want y'all to understand. As a whole, 16 to 19-year-olds saw their unemployment go to 16.3%. But black teenagers who are trying to get a job, they saw their unemployment rate surge 30.7%, which is the highest outside of the pandemic since 2016. Black women's unemployment remained high at 7.1%. And on top of that, we do know that black folks as a whole are struggling to find jobs with an unemployment rate of 8.3%. So what I ask is this, where are the blacks for Trump now? Y'all just can't shuck and jive all 2024 and then go into hiding when your vote helped destroy the people who look just like you. 833-212-1017. I asked at the top of the show, can we survive another recession? 833-212-1017. Do you trust that this economy will get better? 833-212-1017 is the Truth Talking text line. You can call in, you can text in, but I am just letting y'all know that a recession is on the horizon. I just want to let y'all know that the economic data that came out yesterday paints a bleak picture for the future of tomorrow. And I feel like we have to understand as a black community, because you have to remember that we always get the worst of it when the economy hits the tank. And I want to make it plain and clear that this year, 2025, has been a complete train wreck, and people are starting to get buyer's remorse less than a year into the second term of Donald Trump. I heard folks disavowing Donald Trump. I heard some folks talking about how, man, I voted for Trump, but he just makes it harder and harder and harder for me to support him. He's making me second guess. There's some comments that he made, some really disgusting comments about Rob Reiner that he made that infuriated a lot of people. James Woods is a conservative actor who even was very upset with the comments that were made by Donald Trump about a man who had his throat slit in his sleep by his son. And Donald Trump went on social media and saying that his death was caused by Trump derangement syndrome. Sick person, y'all. Extremely sick individual. But I'm sure I'll go deeper into that at some point. But I do want to know, are y'all ready to survive a recession? Are you prepared? Do you have your house in order? 833-212-1017. A recession is coming. A recession is coming. And are you ready to survive the next 6 to 12 months? 833-212-1017. I'll take your calls. I'll take your texts. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. We'll continue this conversation on the other side. Rhea, put a poll up there. Can you put a poll that says, can you survive a recession in 2026? And of course, as always, I'll talk about what's coming, but I'm also going to give some little tips of how I think y'all should help or prepare for this upcoming 2026 that's going to be rough. If y'all thought 2025 was rough, oh, you just wait. You absolutely just wait until we start dropping bombs over Venezuela. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. I'll continue this conversation on the other side.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. The
perfect Packer game starts in Titletown at American Family Insurance House. Before each home game, grab exclusive Packers giveaways, listen to live music, and hang out with other fans. Plus, you can try your hand at setting the high score in the Protect the End Zone interactive game that puts your football skills to the test. Make your next trip to Lambeau unforgettable only at the American Family Insurance House in Titletown. Contact AmFam today by visiting AmFam.com to find an agent near you. That is AmFam.com to find an agent near you or to get a quote instantly online. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. You can watch and stream us live by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share as we are on the road to 6,000 subscribers. You can also join in on today's conversation at 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. If you do go on YouTube, can you survive a recession in 2026? 4 votes in. We have 75% of people say yes and 25% of people say no. That's good. That's very good. Now, as I want to jump back in, as I know the last segment, Truth Nation, I threw a lot of numbers and information out there. I'm not a big numbers guy. I mean, I like numbers, but I don't like doing all the crunching and stuff. And I get it that some of that stuff can be overwhelming, but I feel like I need to emphasize how porous our economy is. See, other folks will probably gloss over it, and other folks will act as if it's not a big deal. I won't. I can't. I absolutely cannot, and I will not. And as you all know by now, I believe in holding politicians accountable. I believe in holding administrations accountable for their failures, for the things that negatively impact us. Because when a politician or an administration fails, when they fail, it's just not, oh, okay, well, we messed up here. No, no, no. When you fail, you impact people. You upend the lives of people. When the city of Milwaukee isn't able to bring industry and jobs to the community, what happens? You have a community that falls apart. When an education system isn't adequately educating students, what happens? You have crime that ensues after. When a state doesn't support those in different communities, rural communities, or NUC in the state of Wisconsin, and a state doesn't provide enough funding for schools per pupil, now you're seeing property taxes go up across the state of Wisconsin because of decisions that were made by governors and by people in charge. And so that's why, for me, when I see things like this, I want to call it out, because when they fail the constituent, when they fail the citizens, they fail our community loses. We lose out. See, I personally don't allow for my political beliefs or the way I vote to get in the way of me being critical of folks. And I think, Rhea, you can second that. I voted for Cavalier Johnson. I didn't want to, but he was the other option wasn't really a real option. Matter of fact, I don't think I voted for Cavalier Johnson last time. I don't recall if I left it blank. I might leave it blank, because I voted for Sheriff Clark one time. I never forget. I had a conversation with my mom. She said, I think we go ahead, vote for Sheriff Clark one more time. I said, okay, I'm with you on that one. Oh, he was awful. Oh, he was awful. I think that might have been right before he became all Trumpian and stuff. I was like, oh, my gosh. So I said, never again will I allow myself to vote for somebody that I'm not 100% behind. So I may have let that one blank. But I voted for David Crowley, and I'm going to hold him accountable for sure. So at the end of the day, I want people to understand, when you vote for somebody, you need to hold them accountable. That's what they do. They serve you. They don't serve the people that are funding them and in their pockets. They serve you. And remember, you truly don't have a horse in any of these races. I don't have a horse in any of these races. I'm just a voter. Kamala win or lose, my life stays the same. Cavalier Johnson win or lose, my life stays the same. David Crowley win or lose, my life stays the same. Tony Evers win or lose, my life stays the same. Donald Trump win or lose, my life stays the same. Now, there's some things that will frustrate me. I'll be more frustrated and more irritated and agitated. And luckily, unless, you know, our job says because of the economy, I lose my job, then my life wouldn't stay the same. But at the end of the day, I have no horse in this race. My paycheck does not change by kissing the ass of a politician. That I don't have to do. My paycheck does not change by trying to sugarcoat any job performance of any politician. That I will not do. I get nothing out of this. I gain nothing from sugarcoating anything. That's why when you listen to my show, I don't sugarcoat nothing when it comes to what we are seeing in our community. All I do is keep it real and give you the facts. That's all I do. My show is factual. I give you my opinion based off the facts and how I look at it. You can draw a different conclusion, but this is a conclusion I draw. I will always be factual, so I ain't never going to sugarcoat it. And today I need y'all to know that there are current policies this administration is having that is not making America great. It's not. 24% of y'all fell for the okey-doke when you voted for Trump. Y'all let immigrants in Texas, not here in Milwaukee. Matter of fact, ICE has barely even come to Milwaukee. ICE is, but how many things y'all done seen on the news of ICE rounding up people in Milwaukee? How many protests have you seen, or how many videos have you seen of people grabbing folks and trying to protect folks? And you've seen stories in Chicago. You've seen stories in you've seen stories in other states, not in Milwaukee. You ain't seen no dramatic scene in Milwaukee. You just saw in Minneapolis. Oh, I don't know if I even talked about that. Did I talk about the black man in Minneapolis? I sure did. I'm going to talk about that. A black man in Minneapolis who's 19 years old was snatched off the street. And he was an American citizen. But again, we allow for people to yell and scream about immigrants down in Texas. What are you saying, Rhea? I can't hear you. I'm not laughing at anything. We allow for the 10 transgenders that played in Division III and Division II sports to dictate how we were going to vote for a man who is ruining the black community. We are coming off an administration which had historic job growth and gains. I want y'all to let this sink in a little bit. Joe Biden, who I, for one, if I was on air when Joe Biden was the president, I would have talked about some of the things that I did not like. And I'm going to tell y'all this right now. I would have been the number one cheerleader starting January of 2024 saying Joe Biden has no business being in this race. He was supposed to be a bridge. I was very, very upset with Joe Biden and the Democratic Party for choosing themselves over the greater good of this country. Joe Biden had no business with his old behind running for office, and he did it anyways. So I would have been the first person condemning him and saying you should not be running. But when Joe Biden was in office, I want y'all to understand black unemployment was at 9.3% when he got into office. 9.3%. By the time he left office, he got it down to 5.7%. That is good. Again, I'm not a mathematician, but I know it dropped 4%. And now, fast forward, less than a year later, Rhea, do you know where black unemployment is? I put it out there. Guess where black unemployment is now? It was 5.7% in January. Take one guess of where black unemployment is now.
At least 7 or 8.
At least 7 or 8. 8.3%.
Wow.
Black unemployment has gone up 3 percentage points, almost 3 percentage points, in less than a year. And the only thing has changed has been the administration that is in charge. It is heading back in the direction that it was before, but y'all swear up and down, we love Trump. Well, look what Trump did to y'all. The unemployment rate among black workers has risen higher and faster than the overall rate of joblessness in the recent months as well. The rate of job loss for black workers is also outpacing the overall population. When will y'all wake up and realize Trump is destroying our black families? This was a bad deal that we made. 833-212-1017. Can you survive a recession? 833-212-1017. Why do you believe black Trumpers are not speaking out against Donald Trump? This should be the moment. This should be the time where you say, hey, listen, we got black women who are struggling. We got black men who are struggling. We have black teenagers that they try to say come from hell holes or come from, we're living in squalor, who are trying to find jobs, but 30% of them who are looking for work are unemployed, can't find work. Where are the folks who told us that Donald Trump was going to be better for us when right now it has been worse for us? How can you be so vocal and be so anti a black woman, but when a white man is destroying your community, you stay silent? You have nothing to say. That's what I don't get, and that's what I don't understand. Now is the moment. Our community is worse off than what it was. Now is not the time to sit back. We had a lot of black conservatives call into this station last year, and they are silent. And I will never forget this. We got a caller named Brian. He listened to the station for years. Shout out to Brian. He was very anti-Biden and anti-Kamala Harris. It seemed as if he was going to support and vote for Donald Trump, which is his right as a citizen. Everybody has every right to vote how you want to vote. That's up to you. But then I never forget when he heard Kamala Harris' interview on Election Day. He called in to Jamming with Juice that day, and he said he was going to vote for her because it sounded like she had a plan, and he felt uneasy trusting Donald Trump. And I want to say shout out to Brian, because Brian trusted his gut, and his gut was right. And instead of staying silent, he spoke how he felt. And now a year later, he is validated in his feelings and in his thoughts. Just because you were wrong at a certain point doesn't mean you have to stay silent. That is my call to conservatives, black conservatives. Just because you told people to vote for Donald Trump doesn't mean when things are going south, it's a time for you to be silent. No, it's a time for you to advocate. It's a time for you to talk to the folks that you know to advocate for African Americans. It's a time for you to speak up and join the fight, because at the end of the day, we're not Republicans or Democrats. We are black Americans first. And we need everybody to band together to push us forward. But I want to know, why do so many black conservatives refuse to speak out against Trump? 833 212-1017. I'm confused by that. I don't understand what they gain by being silent. But I'll take your calls. I'll take your texts. Why do black Republicans refuse to speak out? I'll take your calls. I'll take your texts. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube. We'll be back in 4 minutes. I'll hear from y'all coming up next.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
If better sleep has been hard to come by, you're not alone, and the right mattress can make all the difference. That's why Helix Sleep and Steinhoffels has teamed up to bring their award-winning mattresses to Steinhoffels. Now you can try Helix Sleep in person, something you can't do just anywhere. Right now, Steinhoffels is offering 20% off all Helix mattress orders just for our Truth Nation listeners. Head to steinhoffels.com to learn more today. Helix Sleep at Steinhoffels. Better sleep starts now. Edit. Helix Sleep at Steinhoffels. Better sleep starts now. Go ahead, clean that up, Rhea. Go ahead, clean that up. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. And we're talking about the fact that the economy right now is heading towards a recession. It gives us a lot of signs that it's heading towards a recession. Black unemployment rate was 5.7% as of January. Now has risen to 8.3%. The overall economy is bad. We lost 105,000 jobs in the month of October. We only gained 64,000 jobs. Right now, the economy is not in a good place. And I wanted to know, why are black conservatives not speaking up and speaking out and contacting those who they know in power in the Republican Party to say, listen, our community is hurting. It's hemorrhaging. Jobs being lost. You're not delivering on the promises. And I want y'all to know, in comparison, Biden's first October in office, he saw our economy add 531,000 jobs. That's 500,000 jobs. Trump lost 100,000 jobs his first October. And some folks may say, well, that was us recovering from the pandemic. Okay, that's fine. But in 2024, the Biden administration added 2.2 million jobs all of last year. 2.2 million jobs all of last year. The Trump administration has only added 700,000 jobs this year. The Biden administration never had a single month, not a single month, did they have negative job gain. They didn't have a single month where they lost jobs. And already under the Trump administration, we have multiple months where we have had job loss. So again, I'm just asking, specifically from a black perspective, when you see unemployment rate for African Americans, for black people, shoot up almost 3% in less than 1 year, where is the light at the end of the tunnel? And where are the folks that can advocate and fight for us and talk to other conservatives about how they can deliver the bacon home for the black community? Because that ain't happening. Black Milwaukeeans are losing when it comes to our mayor, and they're also losing when it comes to Trump. Who's going to advocate for us? 833-212-1017, Al in Milwaukee. Al in Sherman Park, what are your thoughts about me asking where are the black conservatives at calling out Republicans for the bad economy that we have now?
Well, I'm going to say we're not at the end of the Trump term yet. It's how you come out of it is, I guess, the proof in the pudding. So you never go through a period of time where you have no recessions, because even Biden had two consecutive quarters of GDP decline, but they didn't change the definition of what a recession was.
What about job
long
loss?
And I've been in the workforce. I've been in the workforce 40 plus years. Okay, so at the end of every boom, whenever you have an inflationary boom, you had a stock market boom, and you have that collapse. After that, you have a deflation in wages, and then a period of growth. And I was hoping through the whole Biden term that if Trump was elected, he didn't catch the downside of this inflationary bubble that we have. And that was leading to recession. I saw it last year. I knew this recession was coming. I didn't think that Trump would be able to skate by it, but I was hoping that he'd be able to get some fixes in before it fully hit us. But we're coming out of a year of transition where you have to undo all of Biden's policies, well, most of his policies, in order to get yourself in a structural place where you set yourself up for growth following the recession.
So what do you say to black? Al, what do you say to black folks who saw their unemployment rate drop down very, very low, or not very low, but low under the Biden administration, who are now seeing their unemployment jump back up and black people basically getting the brunt of this? What do you say to them?
Only thing I've been doing is posting where the jobs are. So I do that on my Facebook page of 4,500 followers. I post where the jobs are. Really, jobs are in healthcare, and there's a lot of manufacturing going on, but you got to go out to the burbs, and we're going to have to start blaming some of our county leaders. We don't start attracting manufacturing to our county as opposed to going out to Waukesha or the south suburbs.
I agree.
To get those jobs. There's a lot of manufacturing out there, and there's construction.
Well, I agree with the manufacturing jobs that we gotta get those back in Milwaukee. So, Al, so what you're saying is you don't believe the tariffs. You don't think there's a correlation between the last 7 months of us having basically no net gain of jobs and that also being in collaboration with Liberation Days when Donald Trump put those tariffs on. You don't think there's any coincidence that the job market started to tank after that?
I see the tariffs as necessary because once all of your industries go overseas, where are you going to work and gain a paycheck? So you're going to have to start attacking unfair foreign trade. And maybe you don't have to put tariff on everything, but you got to focus on those industries where you're not.
But you do agree. You do agree, Al. You do agree, Al. There is a correlation between the fact that the tariffs were implemented and this job loss that we have seen and the less jobs that we're getting. You do agree that there are tariffs are playing a role in this, correct?
We were peaking in the unemployment before the tariffs hit. We were already peaking.
I wouldn't say that. I think when Biden left office, unemployment was at 4% or 4.1%. Which is close to the lowest that it had been in years since the pandemic. I have to go back through my notes to find the exact numbers, but I don't think that's correct. And then also when Trump took over the first January, I'll attribute that to Biden. But January, February, March, we all saw a great positive job gain. In April, you also saw job gains. It wasn't until after April and May, June, July, where you also saw negative numbers in the month of June and July, I want to say, where job numbers were revised down. It wasn't until after that. So this trend that you say that you're saying it, but it sounds to me a little bit of an excuse and trying to make an excuse for Donald Trump versus just accepting the fact that his policies led to this.
Let me get this final thought out. We have maxed out on our credit. So once we had maxed out our credit, at the end of last year. Once you max out on credit, there is no more room for you really to spend, and you have no choice but to cut back. And this was coming. But you'll start seeing that easing up. I'm saying about after late spring, early summer, you'll start seeing that ease up and you'll start seeing us coming out of this.
All right. I said 6 months of pain. Al said also 6 months of pain. 833-212-1017. I asked for the black conservatives who voted for Trump to come up and say, where's the advocacy for the black community who is now seeing their unemployment rate go up almost 3% in less than a year? 833-212-1017, and Al from Sherman Park called in. Now Winky Blue in Milwaukee has called in. Winky, what do you say about the state of our economy and how it's negatively impacting our black community?
Okay, this is what we have to realize. And Brother Kyle, I really like you, man. You're an exciting energy. But I'm afraid, man, that you're starting to sound more like Sherwin Hughes, who worked for Barrett and knows Democrat people, man.
Me and Sherwin did.
Well, be careful. But anyway, let's go back to the unemployment deal. First of all, when black people find themselves in disparity, they always go outside of the work, unemployment signing up, and we create jobs. We create barbershops. We create our own thing, man. So when you look at Donald Trump's last term that he was in, I think black unemployment was, what, about 5%?
No, it was 9%. Black unemployment, and granted, some of that might have been due to the pandemic, but black unemployment when Trump left office was 9.3%. Black unemployment was 9.3%. Black unemployment was 9.3%. That is a fact. That's what numbers say. You can look it up.
That's not fact. If you go to Milwaukee Urban League, Listen to the, I mean, not Milwaukee Urban League, but
the National. I'm on the National Urban League website, right? Wait a minute. I'm on the National Urban League website right now. January 20th of 2021, unemployment for black people was 9.3%.
Okay, that was Joe Biden. Donald Trump only had 9 months of a pandemic. Actually, to really work,
Joe Biden got in office January 1st, 2021. So Joe Biden
that's
got
in correct.
Office. Yeah, so wait a minute. So how you say, wait, time out. What do you mean that's Joe Biden? Joe Biden didn't get in office until the 21st of January of 2021. I said up until January 20th, 2021, unemployment was 9.3%. When Trump left office,
that's what unemployment was. Look at your pandemic, brother. Everything was shut down.
I agree.
Okay, but you're not being fair then. You being very biased, and you're not being. Donald Trump only had about 9 months of the pandemic before it was re-election time. It was over. You know, it was over for this dude. So when he got in, the pandemic hit him when 20. We first got our first case. In Milwaukee, probably about January or February, and it was in Oak Creek, and like us blacks, we always create a job, and we created a job during the pandemic on the backs of sick people, and we became the face of it. However, if you look at this, the economy right now is, if you get this dude some time, man, and let me tell you something, this is where our representation is at. We gave them people 18-19% of the black vote in America. Where is anybody at asking for some compensation, or what do we get for our 18-19% that we voted for the Republican Party? Okay, where they at? They're developing a little conservative black caucus. Right in the Republican race, in the Republican Party. However, are they going to be strong enough to voice an opinion or ask for something like you and I would do?
What do you think?
Because the simple fact is,
I said, what do you believe? And I do have to go, but what do you think? Do you think they're going to be strong enough to actually ask for deliverable things for us?
Well, there's a couple of them that could do it, but you don't know what the dollars is behind. You don't know who's lobbying them, man. You don't know. See, there's a lot of stuff with this stuff. Right now, we're due 18% of our votes. The Republican Party hasn't had 18%, man, since before what's the man named the guy that got Kennedy. So where's our representation of our 18%? I think the economy in the 11 months this dude been in office is gonna make a change, man. Well, and I'm telling you.
Before I let you go, last question. So why do you think our black unemployment rate has gone up almost 3% in the first 11 months of the second Trump administration?
Because you know what they're doing is not just black unemployment. I believe they count minorities. Because what they're doing is a cleansing process. You don't believe it's a cleansing process?
No, I'm just saying. Instead of giving an answer to why black people, everybody want to make an excuse. Oh, it's like minorities. Listen, it ain't that hard. Like, why can't we just treat all these politicians the same? I appreciate Winky Blue. I appreciate Al from Sherman Park. But again, what I say, sugarcoat. Everybody want to sugarcoat. Say, well, it's bad now, but it's only been 11 months. Give us some more time, 6 more months, I promise you. Just like the healthcare plan. Remember we had a concept of a plan? And still ain't got a plan. That was in 2016. Been almost a decade. That's what I'm saying. Stop sugarcoating sugar honey iced tea in the words of Al. Stop sugarcoating it. Just say what it is. And Winky was getting there saying there's some black conservatives, you know, who putting something together. I asked they gonna get something done. Well, we don't. What do you mean? Well, we don't know. This is my biggest issue, and I'm going to go to break. Got me coughing. Is that black people vote for Democrats, and we don't need lobbyists. We don't need people to put money in people's pockets in order for the Democrats to actually do something for us. Do they do enough? No, but they do a lot for us. And what Winky just said, in order for us to get something for the 18% of black people that voted for Donald Trump, is that we got to have people lobbying for us. That means having lobbyists put money in their pockets to give them a reason to support black people. With the cut of DEI, ain't no way in hell they give a damn about what black folks got to say. They don't. But 833-212-1017, this is Truth to Power. Make sure y'all watching streamers live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. But before we go to break...
One call, that's all.
One call, that's all is right. Right now is your chance to be our 5K entry for the day. Be caller number 5 right now at 833-212-1017 for your chance to be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of the Gruber Cash Giveaway. That is caller number 5 right now at 833-212-1017 for your chance to be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Office today or visit them at gruber-law.com. That's gruber-law.com. And for contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. But remember, it's always one call. That's all with Gruber Law Offices. On the other side, I'll share my final thoughts and wrap up the show for the day.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
1, 2, 3. Ho!
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I am Kyle Wallace, your host of Truth to Power. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like and a share. And Truth Nation, today I spent this whole show discussing how we are headed for a recession. We are worse off today than what we were a year ago by every metric. And tonight you're going to see the president get on TV and try to sell y'all another dream of how good the economy is and how 2026 we're going to take off. But just know he's going to tell you how he's going to, you know, fight Venezuela and take us into another war as he tries to remove Nicolas Maduro, the president there, and put in a Western allied person as the president and drag us into another war. But just let y'all know that y'all need to make sure that you understand what is happening and don't allow yourself to be conned by a prolific con man who has made life for human beings here in America even worse. He conned 70 million people into supporting him, and look what we got. A catastrophe. An absolute catastrophe, and I cannot express how this is all self-inflicted. This administration inherited a growing economy that have repeatedly made bad decision after bad decision, and they allow for these tariffs to ruin America. There's no if, ands, or buts around it. You heard two Trump supporters call in and say, well, we can only hope for better. It's only been about this amount of time. We lost 105,000 jobs in the month of October. That's a lot of jobs losing in the month of October. Through this year, we've only gained 66,000 jobs per month. Biden gained 186,000 jobs per month. We are in a bad spot as a country right now. A very bad spot is a country. And the reason why I'm so critical in this current moment of the economy is because we as the black community are getting the short end of the stick. When America gets a cold, we get the damn flu. So if things are bad for white America, understand they are worse for black Americans. And I'll repeat it before I go. By the numbers, in November of 2025, the unemployment rate for black workers rose to 8.3%, which is almost 4 percentage points higher than the U.S. unemployment rate. So I need y'all to understand that when America has a cold, we have the flu. This has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4, Truth Nation. I thank for y'all. I thank y'all for listening. I thank y'all for chiming in. And I thank y'all for calling in. But I will be back tomorrow. Peace out and love y'all.